Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Knives, machetes, saws, and shears, multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Well, hello, everybody. If you're wondering, where is Luke? And you hear the mariachi in the background, it's because the Triple Threat and I are on our way back from Cancun, and we are in the Cancun International Airport, Tuesday, May 28th, and hope you had a good Memorial Day weekend. We sure did. Every now and then you need to unplug, decide to escape reality. And after Chickamauga, the Triple Threat said, you know what, big guy, I don't ever get any time with just you. She's like, you're traveling circus in it, you're low budget live in it, you've got, you know, sponsors you're working for, you're out doing TH Marine, we got five kids, I need some Luke time. And I'm like, well, hey girl, let's take that Triple Threat down to Mexico. So got online, we did some spur of the moment booking, and we went to Cancun. So we have been down here since last Friday. Flew out of Nashville Friday morning, kind of hectic. She's going to get her some Starbucks at the moment, and she will be back to join me on Low Budget Live, Not So Live from Cancun. But I hope everyone had a great Memorial Day weekend. I know we sure did. This was very needed. We basically unplugged from reality for a few days, which we never get to do. Kids all had plans. Harper, the Triple Threat's daughter, is on senior trip right now in Panama City. So shout out to everyone that's in Panama City affected by Hurricane Harper being there. Thoughts and prayers to everybody down there. Lawrence County High School senior trip's down there. I'm just trying to pretend that I don't know what's going on down there. In total insanity. The only good thing about it is Brad Knight is actually there with Becky and Tinsley, but BK is keeping an eye on things very close to the situation down there. Got the BK security team just in case things go awry and PCB, baby. But Triple Threat and I have been down here. Like I said, we flew out on Friday morning, had to be at the Nashville airport early, and we got there super early, and nothing we ever do is without, you know, it being eventful, okay? Thursday night, let me back up. So she's walking back over here, so I can let her tell the story. But she's going to be sitting right next to me so she can lay the story down. But to back this story up, the Triple Threat was asked if she knew where her passport was.
I mean, you're telling that right now?
Yeah, I'm telling it. This is how we're opening Low Budget Live, Not So Live from Mexico.
I hope you tell them what a jerk you
are. I'm going to tell them every bit of it as soon as you walk off.
Tell it honest.
I'm going to tell it honest. So she had been asked where her passport was, did she know where her passport was, to which I got most of the time the typical wife response of course I know where my passport's at, Luke. Why would I not know where my passport? Why would it not be right here in this drawer where your passport's at? So, me being the
dick
professional traveler I am, I knew where mine was. And had it secured. You know, we were leaving Thursday night, going to the Nashville airport, and we get ready to leave, and the Triple Threat, Marissa D, Can't find her damn passport. Can't find it. Can't find it anywhere. And it was a hot minute. You know, the trip's paid for in advance. You ain't getting on an airplane without a damn passport coming to Mexico. You're just not. Thanks a lot, Bin Laden, but you're not. And it was a hot minute at our house. I'm not going to lie. It was going to be a rough Memorial Day weekend if we had to stay home and I had to eat the money that we paid to come to Cancun up front. And there were some contemplations of, do you go alone? Do I go it alone? Do I come to Cancun by myself to an adults-only deal and you know, just live out Drunk on a Plane by Dierks Bentley? Do I just live it out? Do I just come down here and that's where I just give up? Do I just give up, come down here and say it was worth it to be single in Cancun for a week? I don't know. There were lots of thoughts crossing my mind, lots of thoughts crossing her mind. She says I was a dick. I'm fairly certain that was probably the case. She's gone to get something else at a store right now, so she can't defend herself. But it was a hot minute. And Hudson and Wes and Ryder all have baseball games, so we were going to go to the games, and we were going to leave directly from the games. So I went on to the games. I'm out. Blood pressure at a gazillion. And got there, and she called me and told me it was in her glove compartment of her Toyota Sequoia. So, you know, what better place to keep an important document like a passport than in your car? She kept it in her car. No clue why that was ever a fault. Something that she needed to do. I'm not real sure, but found it, thank God. Then, Friday morning, we're booking it to the airport. Got to be there 2 hours for international flight. We get there. American Airlines in Nashville, they try explaining that they got a new GM and that all this crap's going on. There's a line, honest to God, out the door. We're trying to check in on the kiosk, and the thing that won't let us keeps bouncing us back, and couldn't figure out why this was going on. We stood in line. Now, we got 2 hours before the flight. We stand in line with American Airlines, have not gone through security yet, mind you, for 1 hour to get to the desk to tell us that Marissa's passport, same passport, she didn't know where it was at the day before, still had her maiden name on it from where we haven't flown in a while. And I booked this flight under Duncan. You can't make this crap up, man. Can't make it up. So they had to do a name change. Took forever. We made it with 20 minutes to spare to our flight in this hot minute. I'm kind of hot-headed at times, and I was pretty hot in this moment, too, with American Airlines. I see the lovely Amanda Masters from Garmin. Shout out to Garmin Fish Hunt. She's in line behind us. Probably watching me lose my mind. So I may lose my Garmin sponsorship over being upset at American Airlines. But after that, it was pretty smooth. We were smooth sailing. We flew to Miami, and then we flew into Cancun. We were down here in about 6 hours. And today it's been pretty smooth, too. You have to be at the Cancun airport within 3 hours of your flight before to fly out. Cancun airport's very nice. Lots of shops. Lots of restaurantes. And we're just kind of hanging. We got a couple hours, and so I'm like, well, let's do an LBL, not so live. Lots going on in the fishing world. Lots going on in our world. We stayed at the same place as D-Money and Hannah on their honeymoon, except same brand place. Went to a little different place called Excellence, Riviera Cancun. And it was all-inclusive deal. 11 restaurants. There's going to be a picture that surfaces on the IG later today of me in the bed wearing my Costas because we got overserved. I don't drink a lot anymore that much. I used to be kind of a professional at it. Don't drink that much anymore. And they took me down one night in Mexico. It took me down, and until about 1 o'clock the next day, we weren't doing so hot, ladies and gentlemen, we weren't doing so hot. But Triple Threat has a picture of me in the bed with my Costas on because the light was too bright. So shout out to Costa and those 580 glass lenses for helping me through my hangover. I thought it was food poisoning, honestly, but we ate the exact same thing, so whatevs. So almost died in Mexico on day two, but we lived it up, man. We went snorkeling yesterday. Got to do the tourist stuff, but they had a little snorkel excursion, put you up on a boat right there on our beach, took you out an hour, bada bing, bada boom, you're back. Beautiful, beautiful place. So shout out to Darian for giving me a heads up on this place. And excellent, excellent people. It's not an expensive trip. You ever get a chance, Excellence, Riviera, Cancun, and any of those all-inclusive, man. I go through bookit.com. I've used them. This is just a straight-up shout-out to bookit.com. They've got really good deals on all-inclusives and flights, and it's basically like an online travel agency. And I know there's several, but I've used them for, you know, for 10 years or so, and I've never had anything I've ever booked on there. And I've probably taken them on like 8 or 10 trips, anything from like a Vegas trip to we've gone to Costa Rica, we've gone to Dominican Republic, just these little trips. And you can get one for really inexpensive if you really play it right and you pay attention on there. Flights and everything, shuttles from the airport to and from. Never had anything not be what they said it was going to be. So shout out to bookit.com. Holler at your boy if you'd like to sponsor a podcast, if you'd like to sponsor a professional fisherman. Ready and willing. Right here at bookit.com. But that place killed it again for me. I booked it all. Took me about an hour online checking it all out. And we're in Mexico. Now we're flying back. So everything has been, you can pick your flights. You can do the whole nine yards. So perfect. Perfect deal. And like I said, now we're headed back. So get a chance. Go to these places. The employees there were so unbelievably just courteous and just take care of you, you know. It's nice to kind of kick back and be taking care of everybody. Now, I know the triple threat, she takes care of everybody all the time. Seven of us in the house, including herself, and she busts her ass all the time. So it's pretty, pretty good for me to get to take her somewhere, you know, let her get spoiled a little bit for at least 3 days. And now we're headed back to them damn kiddos so she can get to spoiling them again, me too. Great time down here. But on to the fishing world. Before the Triple Threat gets back, we'll talk other things, Triple Threat news. Triple Threat will be back shortly to help us here on LBL Not So Live. But shout out to my buddy John Cox, who I've been texting with this morning. Hopefully getting John on a podcast soon, maybe this week. John Boy won Lake Coxamaga. Chickamauga is now Coxamauga. I named it that. It's me. I've seen that popping up around the internet. I made an Instagram story of that. You know, you just said Coxamauga after that. I, Luke Duncan, copyrighted that. So Coxamauga, big shout out to my boy John Cox, won the Southern Open, going to the Bassmasters Classic. That, yes, does still matter in the sport of bass fishing and is one of the marquee events of the sport, if not the marquee event of the sport. And he is, he's headed back there. Two wins in a row on Chickamauga. That's insane, man. One of them beat the deep guys fishing shallow. Shout out to Buddy Gross, catching that. Shout out to Little Samikins for being really consistent and making the top 12 over there. I think he finished up 7th place. And Little Sammy, another good tournament on Chickie as well. So shout out to those guys. John, you know, 2nd place at the Bass Open in Smith Lake, wins Chickamauga, wins on tour, wins Chickamauga on the Opens, leading FLW-AOI only by a point over Dudley going into Champlain. But what a finale that one's going to be. Cannot wait to get up there myself and dig into some smallies and some largemouth in New York. Me and Little Austin are going to go up a couple days early and get into some of them brown ones on that St. Lawrence River for a couple days, hopefully. Let Austin get into them smallies, get into them. But I think that one's going to be an interesting one up there on tour. I don't know. Dudley's got a great history at Chickamauga. Listen to me, Coxamauga, first of all. But Dudley's got a great history at Champlain. He's won there before, top 10 last time we were there, my rookie year. I think he's got countless other really good Everstart finishes there in the past, and Costa finishes there, Bass Open finishes there. So, and John's done well there too. So I don't know. I don't know how that one's going to play out. It's an interesting fishery. It's been cold up there. I know there's been some fish on the bed already. You know, we're still a month out. So I don't know how it's going to play out for us. I don't know if we're going to, you know, be a lot of post-spawn fish, deep summertime fish. I don't know. Hopefully we're looking at them a little bit still. That's when it's really fun there, but not sure how it's all going to play out. It's going to be really cool. If it's a sight fish deal, it could go either way with Dudley or John. They're both two of the greatest sight fishermen of all time in our sport. One thing's for sure, it's going to be a knockdown drag out. And I'm hoping to go up there and make me another cut to finish out the year myself and finish the year on a high note. Chickamauga was awesome. Speaking of Chickamauga, if you have not watched the Traveling Circus from Chickamauga, please do so. It was my favorite one for a million reasons. It was awesome. Little Austin killed it. And for those of you that have watched it and have commented, man, y'all don't know what it means to me that y'all are watching this. We got a lot more cool stuff coming. Austin and I actually, we get on a plane this Sunday out of Nashville, flying down to film 3 days with Carter Andrews. If you don't know Carter Andrews, if you're from the freshwater world and you're like, I don't care about saltwater, look Carter Andrews up. He's a freaking pirate. He is the man, one of my man crushes in life, one of my heroes in the fishing world, Carter Andrews, and is a badass. And we are, we're going to go down, stay at Carter's house, we're going to film, and we're going to try to catch some tarpon down there. So it's going to be kind of a different traveling circus, but we're going to film an episode, and that was going to be brought to you by TH Marine, just like Chickamauga was. And we're going to hopefully kill it down there. But Austin's got a new underwater housing for the camera. We're fixing to try some new stuff this summer. So stay tuned for all of that jazz. Hopefully we'll get some goodness for you. Some goodness. But going to film with Carter. And then we're actually going to do the Florida Insider Report, which is a show that's a really big deal down there. It's on the Sun Network, I believe. But it's a live fishing show. It's really cool. Saltwater, freshwater, but with Captain Rick Murphy, and I'm going to film that next Wednesday. So busy week next week. Film with Carter, and then drive down to Homestead, Florida, Austin and I, and then we roll from there. So fly back home. Start looking forward to Champlain, getting ready for that. So no rest for the wicked. Get home tonight about 8 o'clock from Cancun, and then Luke, you went to Cancun, so sad, man. That's kind of what I'm thinking when I said that. I sound like a spoiled brat, but come home from Cancun, got some TH stuff to do the next couple days, and then this weekend, super pumped. I'm getting to guest host in studio FLW Live for the BFL All American, and that tournament to me is one of the marquee events in our sport. It goes like Bassmaster Classic and the Forestwood Cup right there, and then the All-American, truly, like the Federation Championships are up there as well. The All-American is so hard to make. You got to go through gauntlets of amazing regional fishermen and pro fishermen a lot of times. You know, go through your individual division, qualify for a regional, go to that regional, you got to finish really well in a multi-day tournament, which you know, a lot of these guys don't fish a lot. So shout out to the competitors that made the TH Marine VFL All-American on the Potomac River. Interesting playing field. I'm hearing there's not as much grass this year. That goes down this week. It goes down this week. So, but I get to... They're going to do an FLW Live for the first time ever at a BFL All-American, and I get to guest host me, Travis Moran, and wow, Chris Jones. I'm going to be up in the FLW studios this weekend, so head up Friday night and cannot freaking wait, man. Going to get to dive into some FLW Live at the desk and try my hand at some co-hosting, so... We're going to do 6 hours of coverage on Saturday and 6 hours of coverage on Sunday. I believe it goes from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Time. So be sure to check that out on YouTube and get on there and comment. Give me a hard time and watch it, you know, support these guys. A lot of really great fishermen. You're going to see a lot of fish catches, I have a feeling, on Potomac River. So it'll be a really cool event. But proud to be a part of that. So busy. Going to do that. Like I said, going to film with Carter. A couple days home with the kiddos, and then we're gone again. So that's why you can see the Triple Threat and I had a much-needed weekend in Mexico, Friday to Tuesday, a little quick getaway. And let's talk about that for a second. Again, 3 days total. That's all you need. You get in, you get you some rest, you get some Triple Threat loving in your life, and you're back to the States. Some all-inclusive, get a hangover mix in there, a little bit of couples massage therapy one day. Hey, y'all know what I'm talking about. Got a little couples massage action, a spa. Oh, let's talk about that. So the spa, we go there, and Marissa and I have done this a couple times, and it's really funny. It's just got a whole other story for a whole other day from the time we were in the Dominican Republic a couple years ago at a couple spa at a resort that I will tell on Low Budget Live, Not So Live. That's fantastic. But so we go to this deal, and they say get there an hour early, and they're going to do hydrotherapy on us. And we have an experience with hydrotherapy, like I said, that I will say for another time. It's a good one. But they usher us in there, and got this little guy, and you got to wear your bathing suit. So got bathing suit on, and the Triple Threat's got her bathing suit on, and we go, and they put us in this. They stick me in the shower, and the water's cold. And I don't like that. I'm not a fan of that. You know, water's cold, and kind of tapping out on that. Well, then they stick us in a sauna for 8 minutes. When I tell you it was the longest damn 8 minutes of my life, I bet that damn thing, we were like Nestle Toll House cookies, just roasting, sweat coming from places it should never come from. Not good at all. Come back to get us more cold water. And then the guy puts all this honey stuff in my hands, tells me to rub it into my fur. I'm a furry dude. I got hair everywhere. He tells me to rub this all over me. Rub this all over me and just coat myself in this honey and then get back in the shower. That's a grown man telling me this. Now he's a little Mexican fella. He's a little smaller than I am, but he is a grown man telling me to rub honey on myself. Triple Threat, laughing the entire time as he's telling her to do the same thing, which is kind of creepy, but whatever. Then they take us to this swimming pool. In this swimming pool, the water's fairly warm. They make us stand on this plate. It's this big square. Kind of looks like an oxygenator if it was round, honestly, but it's square. So stand on the square, back to back. Tell us to go back to back. We go back to back. They turn on a jet that can only be described as, I mean, just that, like a jet engine. It about shoots my bathing suit to places it should never go. And this lasts for about 5 minutes. Then they take us over to some other jets that are like, look like big faucets. And look, you're thinking, oh, this is going to be gentle and nice. No, it shoots out at whatever PSI. It's like they were trying to using a pressure washer on my back. And, dude, I ain't got no skin left. And while they were shooting one straight to my lower back, and it's knocking my trunks, swimming trunks, almost around my knees, Triple Threat's got one going to her shoulders, and it's basically hitting her shoulders and going in her ears. She can't hear nothing. It's hilarious. We're laughing. Fernando, our little guide's name there, Fernando, he's having the time of his life watching us get drowned out. Having the time of his life. So we get out of this, then they make us walk across these stones while we get sprayed by water. He told us to walk slowly. Well, what they don't tell you, that walk of shame is getting you ready for, is the worst thing you'll ever do in your damn grown adult life at this place that you're supposed to be paying to be relaxed. And what that was the next pool they get you in is 7 degrees Celsius for those keeping score at home. That's 45 damn degrees. Too cold for them to even eat a jerkbait in. Cold ass water that they had your boy take a plunge in. Okay? My toes hit it and I looked at him. I said, I'm out on this big cat. And he gently shoves me to go further in there and says, walk down these steps, take a plunge and come right back out. The triple threat's gasping for air. I'm gasping for air. I'm still cold. They bring me out of that. I'm hurting. Chest is hurting. Don't even know what's going on. Then he shows me in another. That's right. Another spa. Sauna. Not a spa. A sauna. And this one's hotter than the damn last one. Makes me lay down on this wood plank. And I think the only thing that's missing on my ass is freaking lemon pepper at this point. Fernando, having the time of his life. Having the time of his life. All that, then a shower again, in my swimming trunks in front of everybody in the damn lobby, and then they shuffle us back to get our couples massage, and it was lovely. It was a little awkward, it was a little odd, having another lady rub you down with the triple threat laying right there, but it was good. It was good. The triple threat, on our way back, and we were on 7% battery triple threat, so can you sit down and lean in? Tell everyone hello. I was just telling the story about our Arctic plunge that we took right before we got the couple's massage.
What did we decide? How many degrees was that?
45 degrees, which I have said is they won't even eat a damn jerkbait when it's that cold.
Changed our life, though, you know?
Changed our life. Do you feel better because of it?
Maybe. Maybe I feel better.
Maybe you feel better because of it. Maybe you don't.
Maybe I feel better because we didn't drink today.
Maybe. Maybe so. Maybe you feel better because we didn't drink. Well, I have explained everything about our trip. We've talked about John Cox. Mm. Big shout out to John. Congratulations to John. We love John.
Congratulations to John.
We love John. We won't say we love his last name. LOL. LOL. Lake Coxamaga. We're calling it now. I'm calling it that. Hey, there goes the Policia Federales. Don't make eye contact with those guys.
Stood in line listening to a woman having to explain to her husband why she had this coffee instead of restaurant coffee.
Oh, really?
How'd that go?
We would probably be divorced. I told the story about you losing your passport. Got all that down without you here. That lady had way too much sun while she was here. And maybe meth. It's a visual. It's a visual for the audio show for the kids. Triple Threat, is there anything that you would like to say on Low Budget Live, Not So Live? We got 7% battery left on the MacBook. Viva la Mexico?
Yeah, everybody should do this.
Everybody should do this. Everybody should go to Mexico. Triple Threat doesn't have a lot to add, but I told stories about her. I was talking about how awkward it is to be rubbed down by another lady while the Triple Threat lays close.
Yeah, because those lotiony sounds, you don't know what's happening.
The lotiony sounds.
Not sure what's going on over there.
Do you ever look up to see what's going on, though, is something that I need to know for future reference, just in case.
Just in case what?
Just in case a firefight breaks out.
You don't worry about what I know. You just know that I know.
You know everything?
Everything.
You're like the Wizard of Oz?
Yes.
Okay.
All-knowing.
All-knowing MB. Triple Threat. That's all I need to know. All right, guys, we're on 6% battery down here. Wanted to fire out a podcast, Mexico style. I'd like to say, muy bien, cómo está.
That's about all you know.
What else do we know?
Hola.
Hola, it's not hola.
Hola.
Hola, I think. Gosh, you're so embarrassing. You're offending all of our Latino listeners.
How many you got?
I don't know, Fernando from the spa is probably checking us out. Or one of them. We had a guy last night that I was our waiter that had one with two N's, and it was a one of them. We decided.
We loved him.
Nicest little fella ever. Little chubby. Little, this cute as a little button, little feller.
Just made the drink strong.
Made the drink strong for the triple threat. Old LD was on not drinking duty last night. due to the picture you'll see on the IG later. Big shout out to Starbright for sponsoring Low Budget Live, Not So Live.
Always.
We think. Thank you, StarTron, Starbright, all those guys. Probably see those guys while I was down in Florida.
I'd like to thank Starbucks.
You'd like to thank Starbucks.
Catering to white women and
yoga
pants.
Well, I think BookIt.com. I'm trying to get a new sponsor. Hashtag BookIt. Everybody email BookIt.com and tell them you heard about it on Low Budget Live. And so, look at that little girl riding that suitcase. Oh, look at her. I would never bring my kids down here. Freaking terrible parents. Just kidding. I would bring my kids here, but I don't want to. There's a difference. All right, guys. There's also a Bass Pro Tour tournament this week. Forgot to mention that. They're going back to Table Rock Lake again. Gonna catch a million again. They changed up the times of it. I don't know. Lots of interesting things going on there. I'll leave you with this. I heard their tournament director quit. So there you go.
Do you know that for a fact?
I heard that. I don't know that for a fact.
Hey, then maybe.
You're a terrible co-host. I did hear that, though. I don't wish bad things on anyone at all, so I don't know what's going on, but I did hear that. That's some drama that I heard, but they canceled because of the terrible floods in Oklahoma, terrible weather. So big thoughts and prayers to everybody out there, too, because it's an Ohio got it last night. Guys, this weather's it's a bad deal, scary deal, and so... hate to even make light of anything right now, but MLF BPT going back to Table Rock this week, so we'll see what they do. They changed up the times. They're going to go 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's going to be different. No post-game show. I don't think that matters. Doesn't seem like it's mattered all year. Not going to be a post-game show, though, so no, hold your tears for later. Anyways, good luck to those guys out there this week. Hopefully somebody figures out a way to win $100,000. I'm sure they will. They always do. Thank y'all. Love y'all. Take care, everybody. MB, do you want to say anything before I hit end? Thanks for listening to your beautiful husband. Not beautiful?
Yes.
Sexy. Sexy husband.
Hot.
Hot husband.
Hot husband.
All right. We're going to end on that. Adios, amigos, from Mexico.